We're standing today at the crib, refashioned as the Epiphany House. The shepherds have returned to their fields, and the Magi, two of whom, personified here as English kings, led of course by the confessor himself, offer their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Today we open our own hearts to the Christ child, even as the Magi opened their treasure chests. We bring the hopes and fears of our nation and our world, confident that the light of Christ will bring us closer to God and closer to each other as we pray for healing and renewal. Let us listen to the Gospel of St. Matthew.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
The story we have just heard is a heady mix of cosmology, politics, and theology. The visit of the Magi, or wise men, is a moment of exceptional significance in the story of Jesus, marked out by the great comet or star which blazes in the night sky, by the homage of these three visitors, and by the gifts they bring. The star fulfills the role given to the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night in the book of Exodus, as it led the Israelites on their journey towards the promised land. This Bethlehem manger is our promised land, where the manna from heaven is incarnate before us, where all hopes and longings are fulfilled. The Anglo-Saxon Benedictine monk and preacher Aelfric spoke of this star as a lone wanderer between heaven and earth, almost angelic in its vocation, as a messenger of God. Such a phenomenon of the natural world reminds us of the cosmic expanse of this child's reign. This is no earthly king. Later he will tell us that his kingdom is not of this world, but for now, nature itself testifies to this reality in the deep darkness of the night sky. King Herod is as intrigued as anyone, and more than most. Although Matthew tells us Herod is frightened by the news, this capricious ruler, threatened and jolted, for him, intrigue is a way of life. So he attempts to co-opt the Magi into espionage on his behalf. "When you've found him, bring me word so that I too may pay him homage." It's a delicious act of providence, as dramatic as any big film script, that Herod is the one who sends the Magi to Bethlehem on the advice of his scribes, whilst they outwit him, avoiding the need to buy into Herod's proposed Faustian bargain and return to their own land by another route. The point of this story is that the world may know that there is an alternative to Herod, an alternative to Herod's despotism, right here. The gifts of the Magi testify to that alternative. They are hard-hitting, direct, And over 2,000 years later, these are the gifts that keep on giving, because again and again they tune our eyes into the truth about this child. Traditionally, gold for kingship, incense for divinity, and myrrh for his suffering. An alternative kingdom which celebrates the divinity of this newborn child, whilst not for a moment ducking the reality of pain and suffering. The Epiphany does more than just hint at what will come later. Even before the massacre of the innocents, who endure the sharp edge of Herod's jealous wrath, which foretells in blood and horror the events of Calvary. From the very beginning of Jesus' earthly life, there is opposition, threat, and danger. And it is precisely that world, this world, which is the focus of his ministry of healing and reconciliation. The novelist and poet Dorothy L. Sayers wrote a poem called The Three Kings in 1916. She casts each of the Magi at different ages, one very young, one middle-aged, one old. She pictures the second king as a man in his prime. He is, we're told, a solemn priest for a solemn time. This king offers the gift of incense, recognizing that the child, even in early infancy, right at the heart of a violent plot to destroy his message, this child is God with us. A solemn priest for a solemn time. This year, our celebrations have been slightly muted. We're more aware of myrrh than gold this year. This is particularly so for those who've lost family members or friends, but other losses too are hard to bear. The loss of a job, a pattern, of face-to-face social contact. The pandemic reveals all too clearly that this world is not nirvana, that our kingdoms are not worthy of our final trust. It reveals that we are not supreme masters of our own destiny, and that there is very little we can do to prop up that fantasy. We live at the heart of a fragile ecosystem which we have put out of balance in a myriad of ways. During this solemn time, let us focus again on offering our worship to the Christ child, who shows us that power is made perfect in weakness, and that our relationship with God is dependent upon nothing other than our will to follow Christ. The Magi return to their country via a different route. They return home having glimpsed the greatest gift. Nothing is the same after our encounter with Christ. At Epiphany, the Christmas truth is refreshed. God is with us, and God will not leave us. Whatever we offer him, whenever we unclench our hands, whenever we open the treasure chests of our hearts, we will receive back more than we either desire or deserve. There is an alternative to Herod. The choir sings the anthem, a setting of Dorothy L. Sayers' poem, The Three Kings, set to music by Jonathan Dove.